John Gambling.
Chicken dance? Is it the free range chicken dance? Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, friends, every once in a while, I got to do something a little bit different. You know, I mean, it's just for my own personal mental health. So thank you for indulging me on this one on the foie gras deal. Back to the telephones. I'll talk with you. Douglas in Queens, what's going on? Good morning.
You're wrong. You're defending human arrogance.
Why is that? Simple.
You think that we have the right to do whatever we want, when we want to, whatever we want.
How about when the shark eats the seal?
That's none of our business.
Okay, Douglas. It's none of our business. It's none
right.
of our business.
It's nature.
It's what do you think we're doing?
But we're not natural. What we're doing is not natural.
I'm natural.
That's
trust me.
What we're doing, force feeding, is not natural.
I was
natural.
Grown from mom and dad.
John. Right. What we're doing is not natural. You know what I mean? A shark eating a seal is totally natural.
So if we were running around in loincloths in the jungle and we collectively got together, the hunters and the gatherers, and the hunters went out on safari and killed a zebra and ate it, that would be wrong.
That's a little bit more natural because they're doing it to survive. But
what on earth do you think we are doing here?
You don't need to survive on foie gras or whatever.
So what do you want us to eat? Oatmeal and beans?
Oh, you can. I would like that, yes.
You would like that. I'm sure you would. 1-800-848-WABC. Michael in Poughkeepsie, you're with John. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I was just calling, wanting to comment on what Flipper had said about the vegetables before. I think that we should be eating meat, but do it a little more humanely. But as far as the vegetable issue, when I was in college, I heard of a study they did. They put vegetables on a meter, and they were able to decipher that the they do have feelings, because when one plant was cut up in front of another, when the person who did the cutting walked by the plant that was next to it, it registered a high level anxiety or something. So I guess you can go crazy with this. But.
Yeah, you know, it happened last night. I was slicing some tomatoes,
yeah.
and the one next to it started to scream like crazy.
Yeah, so they can get really crazy with this whole thing. I think veal is a little bit, they should be a little more humane about that, but I don't see any alternative to the way they basically prepare meat and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of people's mouths to feed, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of people's mouths to feed. You're absolutely right. And, you know, yes. What can I add to what Michael just said? I mean, there's really no sense in... Be nice to your cucumbers. Yeah, that's right. A cucumber is your friend.
Be nice to the chickens. Be nice to the animals, please. At least if you're
going
to eat them.
I'm going to McDonald's right now, and I'm going to have myself a hamburger and french fries and listen to them all scream. We'll see you tomorrow here at 77 WABC. Bye.